Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Hey, y'all.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Oop. My hat feels crooked again. My hat field.
I think it looks straight.
I like when you pull out that handheld mirror because I haven't seen one of those since, I don't know. I couldn't tell you the last time I've seen one.
Found at the bottom of a bathroom drawer on Jody's side. I don't know.
Well, you never know when you're going to need one, you know.
I never know when this one needs to be cleaned. Look at that.
Yeah. It's dirty. Mm-hmm. It's real dirty. Maybe last time I got my hair cut at the barbershop, they pulled out one of those to let me check out the neckline.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. They're like, check out the back real quick.
Sure.
Yeah. I use one when I shave my head.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't. I can just feel back there where there's a rough spot left. I just hit it again.
Well, that makes sense, but.
Now, what are you using on that? Do you use an electric razor or just a regular disposable one?
Mine?
Yeah.
Yeah, just a disposable one. My blade. All the way smooth. Stays smooth for about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
30 minutes and counting. Go.
Yeah. Like after the show, if I go to change my, like if I do it in the mornings, like I did it this morning. After the show, if I go to change my shirt, when I pull it over my head, it gets caught on the stubble. That's how my hair grows. But not all over.
It grows fast in certain areas.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm jealous of that though.
Long and thick in some areas.
Do you use shaving cream when you're doing that?
Yeah. Just regular Edge shaving gel. No Gillette products.
Okay.
I boycott Gillette products.
All right.
I'd love to know a list of like everything you boycott. Yeah. I just want to like, is it like one page worth? Is it a half a page? Like, I just want to.
It'd probably be, a half page or maybe more. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And they still got me all messed up on this Cracker Barrel thing. As far as protesting for conservative reasons, because I like the new decor better. I really do. But I get that the new CEO is, you know, quote unquote woke, and the changing of the logo was, I mean, I put that in a political, you know, white men are toxic category, mm-hmm. taking the white man off. But I haven't seen enough to make me want to, except they said they introduced a bunch of policies over the past few years that are against what I believe. So maybe that's it, but it's not that big of a problem. I don't eat a Cracker Barrel that often. But still, I mean, I don't want to just blindly join a protest that I'm not all in on.
Right. Mm-hmm. Especially 'cause that hash brown casserole.
Ooh. And that chicken fried sirloin with that white gravy.
Yeah.
I do wish Cracker Barrel offered something that they don't have. And I don't guess they ever will. But I like a good soft yeast roll, a dinner roll.
Mm. Agreed. Totally agree. Instead of the biscuit.
Yeah. Or cornbread. Those are your choices. Cornbread, muffins, or biscuits.
I like cornbread in certain situations, but yeah, mm-hmm. I'm with you. The yeast roll with the butter. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's surprising they don't have rolls, considering they do dinner and stuff like that. Yeah, that is kind of interesting.
Yeah, maybe they figure rolls are not Southern country enough.
Yeah.
Just biscuits and cornbread.
Going
with the theme.
Is there a restaurant or a food that you like so much that you wouldn't care if the server was wearing like the septum ring and blue and green hair and all that stuff for you to just like ignore it because it's so good?
No.
Really?
No. Never.
Mm-mm. Because I've had to make much more difficult rows for myself to not use a company that doesn't align with my political values and principles and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, when we were boycotting the Target because they were all in on trans and the kids and everything.
Yeah.
That was a lot. I mean, that was difficult. But we stood by it till they changed their ways.
That to me would be the hardest one of all. I mean, of any shopping places ever.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, at the time I didn't have kids. Now I might feel differently. I think given certain situations of your life,
yeah,
things hit you harder, you know.
You're going to buy your 5-year-old daughter a swimsuit, you know, a couple of swimsuits for the summer, and then you see swimsuits in there for little boys to wear so they can pretend to be girls.
Right, right.
You know, then you may be like, I don't know about this store.
Yeah, like that would hit me so differently now. Mm-hmm. But when was that? Was I pregnant? I can't remember, but I remember seeing it and thinking, it's not right, but I'm still going to go get what I need to get. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now I'd be like, okay, guys, like I got my kids with me, like, you mm-hmm. know.
But yeah, and there are some times when I don't know anything really about the company. And then, you know, somebody will see me and go, I can't believe you support them. You know, they had da da da. And it does depend on why, you know, why my kind is having a problem with them. Sure. There are times when the teetotalers, which is what most people would call me, are saying that they would never shop at this place or that place. And it's just something little, you know, that has happened. I'm not against businesses being run by people who don't believe the way I do politically.
Right.
It's when they start pushing an agenda that is against all of my principles and everything, and when they're using that to sell their products, you know, that's mm-hmm. when, you know, I'm like, okay, it's just like if the local store owner pissed you off and you'd be like, well, I'm not shopping there anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that. But just because some company does something that is a little bit, you know, it's a liberal thing and it's not really their company policy, it's just something that they did, then I don't freak out about that.
Well, and it's very, very much impossible to keep up with every single company's, you know, agenda.
Yeah, I know.
But when people...
I try.
Right. One time I was in the mall and I had a Starbucks and a lady came up to me and said, now TJ's going to stop talking to you if he sees that. And I was like, okay. let me think. I wasn't even back with you guys on the show. Yeah. This was like two summers ago. And I remember thinking
8-year sabbatical.
Yeah. This was during that. And I remember thinking, okay, this lady crazy. if she thinks he's never going to talk to me again, come on.
Yeah. But I really don't freak out about it. I know it seems like I do, but I don't.
Yeah.
And I really don't come down on anybody else for shopping wherever they want to shop. It's fine. I may tell them, mm-hmm. you know, this company is about, you know, strangling babies and, you know, whatever else that they're.
Yeah. Right.
That's awful.
And you know what? Most people don't care. It's kind of like that idea of watching a movie, anything in entertainment. If you boycotted all the liberals and leftists and you'd never watch anything on TV that had any good entertainment value to it.
Right.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Does your wife go along with the boycotts that you impose?
Yeah,
she does.
Mm-hmm. And it's mainly like the past years, it's only been, you know, about the children doing stuff against children.
Right. I get that
I'm stepping out on.
Okay.
Yeah, it was obviously harder for her on the Target deal.
Yeah. But.
You know, and especially learning that Target.com counts. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it.
Now, back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
Okay, I've only seen the headline of this story, and I just marked it for something to talk about during Extra Funny. So we're going to go through it together here, and it may get to a point where we have to stop because it may be too graphic.
Ooh.
This is in a UK publication. Ozempic vagina is here, and women are paying 2,000 euros to reverse it.
Ooh.
Okay, so we heard of Ozempic face. Is there an Ozempic butt? I can't remember if we had Ozempic butt.
Yeah.
You know, the what happens with the extreme weight loss so quickly, and it makes things sag and droop and all of that. So let's see what this one could possibly be. These days you can get filler just about anywhere, under your eyes, cheekbones, nose, and of course lips, and not just okay.
Whoa.
That's right. People are getting filler in their, okay. Okay. I think we did talk about this where you get filler in your, lady parts.
Yes.
Uh-huh, we did. What does that have to do? If you lose a lot of weight, does that happen? It changes that?
I don't know. Never lost a lot of weight. I don't know, but I would say no, but I don't know.
It makes sense though. That's what they're talking about with Ozempic face. It's the loss of volume.
Yeah.
So it would only stand to make sense that, you would lose volume everywhere. Never thought about it like that.
Do you lose weight down there though? I don't.
Well, it says, women taking the weight loss drug, have reported changes in their, this says hoo-haws. I don't know if that's
to be exact. It does.
As a result of dramatic weight loss, plastic surgeon Dan Marsh tells Metro, when you have a lot of fat loss, that becomes empty and stretched, much like when people lose weight and are left with excess skin. It's causing an increase in patients seeking ways to fix issues of excess skin, especially over the past 12 months. Okay. Yeah. So it's fillers in that area.
Hmm.
Your hoo-ha.
Yes. and then they also use the scientific term nay-nay here.
Gouda.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, I've never.
The minimally invasive procedure is designed to enhance appearance by increasing fullness, smoothness, and symmetry. Hmm.
Okay.
But is that something that a woman will then go around telling people that, you know what, I've got to go in and have something done about this Ozempic nay-nay?
Yeah.
I guess so. They talk about their boobs like that, you know, with other women. So I guess, you know, they're comfortable talking about, yeah, I put $2,000 worth of filler in my hoo-ha.
It's not something I would just come out and say, and I say a lot.
Yeah. And how when women go crazy with the lip filler and they end up looking like Mrs. Potato Head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all that. Do you think it'll happen the same way with that? Like they'll just say, oh, it's not, you know, it's not full enough. It's not full enough until they end up, you know, looking like they got a catcher's mitt down there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And I kind of thought the idea was not to have like a CT, you know, like a camel.
Oh.
I don't like to say it, you know, it's just kind of, I don't know. I thought that, but now we're just like trying to do that. I don't know. Cause think about it. It's plump. It's getting bigger. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe the point is to just put enough filler in there to where it goes back to normal.
Yeah. That's what they're thinking. I'll just get it back to normal. Mm-hmm. But like Lauren Sanchez, she probably doesn't see herself like we see her. She's like, this is normal. And then everybody else that sees her goes, oh my gosh, like how much stuff are you putting in your face? People probably do that with their hoo-has as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dysmorphia. Like you look at it, you think this is great.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I don't know. Not something on my radar, you know?
But I guess, you know, this is a European story, but I guess they're doing it over here. Probably doing it way better, you know, because American medical things are a lot better than anywhere else, pretty much.
True.
Yep.
But, I mean, it didn't talk about the recovery and all of that stuff. But if you go in and just get filler done in your face, how long before your face looks normal again? Or how long before your face heals from the procedure or whatever?
Well, I can only speak to lips, but I would say a solid week.
Really?
Yeah. I think it varies for people, but.
When you're talking about filler, is that Botox?
No, filler is.
Like Botox.
Yeah, Botox freezes the muscle. Filler plumps. So it's like putting something in that. Yeah.
Okay.
Like liquid insulation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
It's like, you know, just getting a caulk gun.
Yeah.
Just shooting it all up in there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if it causes so many women to look like they got the Joker mouth, right? It's just like in the corners. Stretch because they stretch their cheeks with the filler.
Yeah.
And it stretches their mouth out like this. And you know what, ladies? Listen, men tell me all the time, and we're always talking about it amongst each other, how the most attractive thing on a woman is when she has those Joker lips that come to the side like that really wide. And the lips come over the top. Men love that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely love it.
Like Catwoman.
Yeah.
Classic.
And those big, you know, puffed up cheekbones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look like you got two golf balls under the skin right there. That's ooh, man, you talk about hot. Man.
Hot.
Men love that. They love it, love it, love it.
It looks like the Saul guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a weird one.
Yeah.
And that comes from filler too.
That like is that. Filler. Like I guess women think they lose elasticity in their face, so they fill their cheeks to be plumper. You know.
Okay.
Anything here down is typically filler. Like forehead to freeze your wrinkles is Botox, but anything.
But Botox is in the crow's feet too, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like eyes and up. But filler, anywhere you want to plump, I guess, would be filler.
And does filler last longer than Botox?
Like if you get your lips filled, probably 6 months.
Okay.
To a year, maybe depending on what you get, I guess. Yeah. Botox lasts a few months.
Okay. What about a lip flip? That's where they riggins just turn your lip inside out and tack it.
That is Botox. That actually is Botox right here, but it just like turns your lip up. It's just like a couple injections. I don't know. I've never had it, but
it turns your lip upside down. I mean, inside out. Kind of.
Whoa.
My friend got it. She couldn't drink. Yeah.
That part of your lip.
Just on the top one?
Yeah.
Okay.
She couldn't drink out of a straw. She was like,
I love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when some people get like Botox in their forehead and stuff, their eyebrows go up for the first 24 hours or so. And it kind of looks kind of crazy. Does that same thing happen with filler?
Let me go back here. That's not normal.
And that's much on one side or something.
Yeah, I've seen that. You go, what the heck happened? They look like they're surprised. Like their eyebrows are way up high.
That means you went somewhere that didn't know what they were doing.
Oh, really? Okay.
You should never be able to, like, one eyebrow sometimes up and one's down. Like, that's not a good sign.
Okay.
Yeah. But you, Kit, what was your question?
I was wondering if there's, like, when you do filler, are there, like, you know, short-term side effects, like, you're like super inflamed for 24 or 48 hours.
Oh, well, like lips, you're huge for like 4 or 5 days to a week, bruised. I don't know about the face. I've never done it, but
yeah,
I can assume. And
we knew somebody that used to work with us that would come in and would actually have, like, you could see where the little needle marks were bleeding. And she would swear that she hadn't had anything done to her face.
And you're like, we can see it.
Mm-hmm. You're bleeding.
Oh my gosh. Well,
either that or you had a thick stash. You nicked yourself shaving it off.
Yeah.
I'd prefer that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Don't forget, follow the TJ and Riggins Show on social media. Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok, YouTube. Follow us everywhere. We've got new content being posted every single day.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.